We're up to Perecha famous Yos Yeshua, Meder Knias HaYira. How to acquire Yira. Perecha of Dal is describing Yiras Chet, a high level of Yira, and how does one acquire that? Ramchal explains that Meder Knias HaYira HaZos, the way to acquire the Yira, who? HaHisponein Ashnei Inyonim Amitiyim, is to concentrate on two truths. HaEchad, number one. A person has to concentrate on the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam Shechina is everywhere. And the Ribbono Shel Olam watches over everything, small and big. Nothing is concealed from his eye. Nothing is too big or too small. Whether it's large or small, haniklav nichbod, whether it's unimportant or very significant, who ro'eh, the Baruch Hashem sees, who may vin, understands, we have fresh without any distinction. He doesn't say it here, but the Gemara tells us that even sicha kala, even light conversation between husband and wife, is being accounted for. Humash amar kasuv, this is what the pasuk says, melo chla'aretz kivodei. The Baruch Hashem's kavod fills the universe. People sing it as a song. I don't know if they realize what it means. Malach Haaretz Kavod, that means the Baruch Hashem is everywhere, watching everything, aware of everything. For Omer, Pasuk says, Halo, es ha-shamayim v'sa'aretz ani malei. The shamayim and aretz I fill. For Omer, it says, Mi kashem elokein ha-me'ilo shavas, who is like the Baruch Hashem who sits on high ha-mashpili liros v'shamayim v'aretz and stoops to see what's going on in shamayim v'aretz. For Omer, it says, Kiram Hashem, v'shofle yir'eh, the Baruch Hashem is high up, yet he sees what's down low, and he knows of the proud from a distance. Once it's clear to a person, no matter where he is, he's standing before the Shechina, then, by itself, this fear and trepidation comes lest he stumble. He's doing something inappropriate for Hashem's greatness. But that's what it says. Know what's above you. A seeing eye. A listening ear. Everything is being recorded. This is why the Shulchan Aruch begins. A person should constantly imagine the Ribbono Shel Olam is right with him. And you don't behave the same when you're with the Ribbono Shel Olam, or with anyone else for that matter. You don't behave the same, especially in front of a melech, especially in front of melech malachi amloch, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you don't behave the same. And this is why the Gemara tells us that Kimchis was a very special woman who was zoichet to have many children, kahanim gedolim, because the beams of her house never saw her hair. And the Gemara says many women did the exact same thing as Kimchis, and it didn't work out. They imitated her, they didn't let their hair show, which means it's a challenge. That means her hair is always covered in the house, and whether she's awake, whether she's sleeping, whether she showers or bathes, she makes sure she's covered. So the beams of the house, the ceiling never sees her hair. So other women did the same thing, but they didn't have the same results. The difference between Kimchis and everyone else was, why did Kimchis do this? Why did Kimchis keep her hair covered? Because as far as she was concerned, the Shechina was with her. She was with the Shekhinah always, so how can I uncover my hair? No matter where I am in my house, no matter what I'm doing, the Baruch Hashem was with me. I can't keep my hair uncovered. So with that sense of the Hashem's presence, she kept her hair covered all the time. The other women, yeah, they kept their hair covered all the time, but not because they felt Hashem's Shekhinah, not because they felt Hashem's presence. They did it because Kimchis did it. It's a nice thing to do. I'll do it too. But what was the thought behind it? What was the motive behind it? It wasn't the same as Kimchis. Kimchis was zoichet to have children, kahanim gedolim. Other women were not. They did the same thing, but they didn't have that sense of Hashem's presence with them. One lady once came to me, she was very upset. Why are we saying it was such a big deal with Kimchis? All her sons kahanim gedolim. Basically, doesn't that mean all her sons died, one after the other? Because a kohen gadol stays kohen gadol until he dies. It's a life term. You know, there's no term limits on kohen gadol. It's a life position. So is that a good thing? I said, you're making a mistake. That's not what it means. The Gemara says what it means is, once is a kohen gadol, and one year he becomes tameh, so he can't serve when he's tameh. So while he's out of commission, the next kohen gadol takes over. So that was the next son. And then when the first Tumah comes to Tahor, he gets back to his job, and so on. So you can have more than one Kohen Gadol at the same time. Only one does the Avodah, but he can be disqualified temporarily, and then the other one fills in. Doesn't mean her kids died one after the other. In any event, that's what Ramchal is describing, an intense awareness of Hashem's presence all the time. And Chafetz Chaim said, and we say today, modern technology should help us understand what it means that we're constantly being watched and heard and everything's being recorded. Because it is that way. There are cameras watching us. When you walk down the street, you're being filmed. There are satellites that can watch you. You're being watched. And there are tape recorders, so we understand voice recorders, the concept of recording what we say. So, Ayin Roya, Oizen Shavas, everything's being recorded. Ki Kevan Shashgachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ala Kol Dovar. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches over everything, V'hu Ro'e HaKol V'Shemei HaKol, he sees it all, he hears it all. V'adai Shekol HaMaisim Yu Oisim Roshim. So everything we do makes an impression. V'kulam Nechtam V'Sem, they're all recorded in L'Zichus, in L'Chayve, if for our advantage or not. V'an HaDav V'zeh Einu Mitztar Heite V'Seich La'odah. But this image is very difficult to imagine. El'adei Hasmodas HaHisboinus V'Histaklus HaGadol. Unless you constantly think about it and introspect and focus on this idea. Because it's so far from our senses. So our mind only envisions it after a lot of analysis and thinking about this. On the one hand, the fact that everything we do is being recorded could be scary. But the flip side of it is, the fact that everything we do is recorded and it makes a rosha, makes an impression, tells us that there's value to what we do. If there was no importance to what we do, nothing would be recorded. It wouldn't be followed, it wouldn't be watched, it wouldn't be measured, it wouldn't be listened to, it wouldn't be watched, everything. The fact that all of this is happening should tell us a message that what we do is important, what we do is significant. We shouldn't discount our personal value when we say a bracha, when we say a tefillah, when we do a mitzvah, or chas, when we do a chet. If people don't think they're important, then the mitzvahs are not important, their avers are not important. That's not the reality. The reality is we are important. We're very important, and therefore our mitzvahs make a big deal. And chas and avers make a big deal. And that's why everything is being scrutinized and watched. Ramchal continues, V'gam achashe yitzayireyu yosu hatziyum imenu v'nokeo v'mlo yasmid alof harbei. Even after we have this image of being watched and followed and accounted for, it doesn't continue. It's very easy to lose it. So it comes out that the more we think about it, that's how we acquire this yira. When we get distracted and we don't think about it, that's what takes it away. Whether it's because we're busy with other things, or whether we willingly don't want to think about it. Hesech Hadas bitul yira hatmidus. So ultimately, Hesech Hadas is the antithesis of yira. To have the constant yira, you're constantly focused. When you're distracted, you're not going to be holding by this yira. This is what the Kadosh Baruch Hu instructs kings. A melech has to have a special sefer Torah that he keeps with him and he reads it all his life. In order to learn and fear Hashem, he has to carry that sefer with him all the time. So yira is learned from constant recitation, constant learning, constant focus. If you think about the wording of the pasuk, the exactness of the words, leman yilmad liyira, it didn't say la'omar leman yira in order to fear Hashem. It says leman yilmad liyira. Elafishen hayir hazos museges b'teva. This is not a naturally occurring fear. Ki adraba b'chokim menu. In fact, it's just the opposite. It's very distant from us. B'nei gashmius hachushim, because of our physical senses. V'enikness elade limud. You only acquire it through learning, through study, through awareness, through musar. V'en limud liyira elabrov hasmod b'tor dochel b'lihefsek. The only way to learn about yira is by reviewing through Torah and its ways without interruption. Something This is something a person should think about all the time. A person should analyze all the time. B'shifto, whether he's sitting, b'lechto, whether he's going, b'shach, when he lays down, b'kumi, gets up. Atche yikva b'dayto amitas adam, until the truth of it is so clear in his mind that amitas himotzei shechina so yisprach hamalka, meaning the truth that Hashem exists everywhere. Ve'yoseinu oin l'fon of mamish v'chol yisro shal, and that we're standing before Hashem constantly. V'azhir osobemes, and then we'll have this true Yerushalayim. For whom Asha Hoy Dovin Melch Mespalvam, this is what Dovin Melch Davin said, Havenish under Kech Hashem, show me your ways. Ahachamatech, I'll go in your truth. Yachelavav, the Yerushimacha, make my heart united to fear your name. So, one of the concepts here is that when a person focuses on this and realizes it, he understands he's never alone. You're never alone. A Yid is never alone. No matter where he is in the world, he's not alone. The Ribono Shel Olam is with him. Tibershim is always with him. And that's this concept of being aware, an awareness of Hashem's presence, which again, is not easy, but when a person is aware, he understands he's never alone. And this is why we say, people think that Snias, getting back to Kim, because we think Snias is, some people have a misconception that a woman has to dress Snias, because what's going to happen when a man's going to see her, and if he sees her not Snias, it'll lead to bad things. So it's her responsibility to be dressed properly. And I've even heard people think that when bad things happen, it's because the women are dressed sneers, and that triggers all kinds of horrible things. One time, there was something going on in the city years and years ago, and a lady called me up, we're going to make a kinis on sneers here. Why are we doing that? Because of these terrible things happening in the community, various people are sick and whatever, Nebuch. So we're going to make a kinis with sneers. And I said, count me out. What? Count me out. I am not endorsing this at all. What do you mean you're not endorsing this? I said, it's not the women's fault. It's not because women aren't sneers that these things are happening. You make a kinnis and sneers because someone is sick? That's, what are you saying? You're saying because women aren't sneers that they're sick? That's what you're saying? I'm not saying that. I'm not. This person never talked to me again. Mamish, this one talked to me. It didn't happen. The kinnis didn't happen, but they won't talk to me anymore. I think I'm 100% right. You don't blame the women for not sneers. That's what's why bad things happen. I'm not saying it can't be. I'm not saying it can't be. Chamavad Yosef wrote in a tshuva that so many young men died in the Kippur War because he felt of the way the girls dressed in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so the fact is there could be such a thing, but I'm not going to say that's going on in our community when things go wrong. The concept of tznius for a woman isn't because she doesn't want a man to see you not tznius. The concept of a woman to be tznius is because the Ribono Shel Olam is watching her. She's with her, wherever she is. You could be on a desert island, and you still have to be tznius. You could say, okay, there's no man around. There's no one around. I could dress however I want. No, you can't. You can't. Why? Because the Shekhinah is there. The Ribono Shel Olam is with you. If you understand the Ribono Shel Olam is with you, it makes no difference where you are. So whether it's an all-girls camp, or whether it's you're by yourself in the middle of nowhere, you still have to be tznius. Because tznius isn't because of other people. Tznius is because the Ribono Shel Olam is with me. The Ribono Shel Olam is with me. How can I be on tznius? And by the way, it's the same thing for men too. Do you know halachos of tznius for men too? Man can't just go without his clothes because no one's around. That's ridiculous. What does that mean? The Ribono Shel Olam is here. The Ribono Shel Olam is everywhere. So what? You think because no people are around, you don't have to be tznua? Of course you have to be tznua. So this concept that a person understands the Shekhinah is with him, the Shekhinah is everywhere, he's constantly with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So, of course, you're going to behave differently. You're not alone. You're never alone. Moshiach Zichron Levracha of Weinberg would say that this was really the root of all the sins of Sefer Bamidbar. You know Sefer Bamidbar and Chumash? What's going on in Sefer Bamidbar? One Avera after the other Avera. It's like one bad thing. You have Kivus HaTaiva. People crying about not having meat. Then they're crying about a rice. And then you have Raglim, and you have Raskayrach. It's just one bad thing after the other. Complaining about the mon, complaining about not having meat, complaining about what's going on. The whole same is like that. So Shiva said they couldn't take the pressure of the Shekhinah with them all the time. They understood the Shekhinah is with them. They saw the Shekhinah with them. They saw the Ananim. They saw the Ananim there. They were right there. The Mach Shekhinah is right in the middle of them. They couldn't take it. Moshe Rabbeinu, I can't take this anymore. I need a break. It's too overbearing. And that was the root of, we want meat. We don't want man. We don't want this. It all goes to the root that it was too much for them. And Moshe couldn't understand. This is the B'nai Shem. I don't know what they want from me. What do they want from me? This is the best way to live. What better way to live is than with the Shekhinah? I don't understand. And the B'nai Shem says, Yitaka, don't understand. We're going to appoint a Kenim who can intermediary between the people and you, because Yitaka, you don't get it. Moshe couldn't help them. B'nai Shem wants to do with these people. He couldn't help them, because for him, this is the ideal way of living. This is perfect. They're complaining. He can't understand what they're complaining about. For him, this is perfect. It's utopia. And they're upset. So B'nai Shem says, you're right. We're going to get to Canaan. We're going to get to Canaan. We're going to set up to Canaan. And they're going to be intermediaries. And the people will deal with them and then come to you. And that's what the Pesukim tell us. Because they couldn't relate to the Kadosh Baruch Hu over their shoulder 24-7. They had a problem with that. Moshe thought that was wonderful. He had no problem with that. The rest of the class wasn't under Madrega for that. And from that problem came these complaints. That's what she explained the Sefer. So this is like the end, but only one more level to reach. This is like a lifetime's endeavor to reach this Madrega where a person is comfortable with the Shekhinah all the time. So it's a Madrega. It's a very big Madrega. Most of us maybe won't even get that Madrega. It's a very high Madrega of being comfortable, but we have to be aware of the Emes. It is an Emes, regardless of whether we're comfortable or not. The Emes is Hashem is aware of everything. Hashem is watching everything. And everything's being recorded and so on. And like we said before, everything we do is important. Everything is significant. And we have to behave in such a fashion that Hashem is around and so on and so forth. So that's a reality. But to focus on it and to live it constantly, that's a very high madrega that some people achieve. The next parak, Perek Chavav, is Bebeir Midas HaKadusha, to explain what it means to be Kadosh. The highest level is Kadusha. Inyan HaKadusha Kafelhu, this double Inyan of Kadusha. Dehainu, Tchilaso Avoda V'Sofa Gemul. It starts off as work, it ends up as reward. Tchilaso Hishtalus, it starts off as your effort, V'Sofa Matan, it ends up as a gift. Dehainu mean to say. It begins with a person making himself kadosh, and it ends with HaKadosh Baruch Hu making him kadosh. The Chazal say, when a person makes himself a little bit kadosh down on earth, Hashem makes him very kadosh. Milamata, he makes him kadosh down here. Makachimoso milamala makes him kadosh above. Heishtadlishu, what's the effort? For a person to literally pull himself away from the physical things of life, and is constantly clinging to his creator. This is why the Nevi'im were called angels. The words of the Kohen, you have to listen to what he says, seek out Torah from his mouth, ki malach hashem tzavakos, so he's a malach. Now he's not a malach, he's a person, but he's like a malach. V'oyim eviyu malivim b'malachi elokim, they shame the malachim. V'afilu b'shas yisasko b'maisim hagashmiyim, even though the human being will be involved in physical activities, ha-mechurachim lo mipaskufo, and he has to, because he is physical. Hinelo sozuz nafsho midvekuso elyon, this doesn't take him away from his dvekus, his clinging to Hashem. Like it says, my soul clings after you, and you sustain me. Your right hand sustains me. However, it really is impossible for a human being to do this. It's really too difficult. Because ultimately, he is a physical human being. That's why I'm saying that the end result is actually a gift. What can a person do? It's the effort. To pursue the true knowledge, and to constantly think about making his actions kadosh. Ultimately, Hashem will guide him. Is on the path he wishes to go. The of Hashem will make his holiness dwell upon him and make him holy. And then he'll succeed. He could cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly. That which nature takes away or prevents, Hashem will help him and will give him as a gift a support beyond what he could do naturally. Like it says, Hashem does not withhold good from those who go faithfully. That's why they say in the saying I mentioned before, Adam Mekadosh Atzmo Ma'at, when a person makes himself Kaddish a little bit, Shumasha Yuchal Adam Liknos Behishtadlu, so that's what a person can acquire through his own effort. Mekachim Oso Harbe Hashem makes him very Kaddish. Shua Ezer, Shua Ezer, Oso Hashem Yisparach, that's with Hashem's aid, Kamosha Be'at, like I said before. Vihine. Ha'isha Miskash, Kedushas Bar, when a person becomes Kaddish with Hashem's Kedusha, then even his physical things become kadosh. The example is achilas kachem, eating karbonis. She asks for mitzvah to say it's a mitzvah to eat karbonis. The Gemara says when kahanim eat the carbon, the one who brought the carbon gets kapar. So you see how the physical becomes spiritual. Because now you can see clearly the distinction between a tahar and a kaddish. What's the difference between a person we call him a tahar, a pure person, and a kaddish? Ha-tahar, the pure person, ma'asaf ha-chamiyim enimu el ha-chvechiyim. The physical things he does because he has to. Fu'atzma enim iskavim behem el tzadehechach. And when he does it because he has to. V'nim s'shadeh zeh yoytzim yisug harash ha-bechamis. And by that, he takes away any bad from the physical. V'nim sh'ram tarim, and he's left pure. Achal ha-kaddush lo-bo, but he's not kaddish. Why isn't he kaddish? Because if he would have been able to do without these physical things, it would have been even better. He doesn't want physical, he stays away from physical, and whatever he can do without, he does without. That's not Kaddish, that's Tahar. Acha Kaddish, Hadavik Tamid Le'elokov, the one who clings to Hashem, and he goes through the channels of the truth and love of Hashem and fear of Hashem, he nechshev lo ke'ilu mishachav ne'Hashem, ba'atzas ha'chayim. He is walking before Hashem in Gan Eden in this world. We call him a ben olam haba. He's a ben olam haba in olam hazeh. V'nei ish kezeh u'atzav nechshav kemishkan. This person is a living, walking mishkan. Kemikdash u'kem izbeach, like the mikdash izbeach. Kemar mormon zah chazal seh, v'yame alov elokim, Hashem went up from him. Ha'avos hein hein merkava. The avos were the seat for HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol. V'chein omar, tzadikim hein hein merkava. With tzadikim are the merkava. The Shechina resides on the Sadiqim the way the Shechina resides on the Beis HaMikdash. When you're in that level, food they eat, who get carbon? It's like a carbon. It goes on the fire. When these animals, one of them is Beach, it was a big tikkun for that. It's being brought for the Shechina. This was a big advantage for them, till all of them get blessed. All these types are blessed when it goes to Mizbeach throughout the world, like the Medrash says. So when a holy person eats and drinks, the Mishtu becomes a rising up for all the food and drink. So for this person, we don't say that it's better not to eat and drink. Just the opposite. Whatever he eats and drinks is like going on the Mizbeach. It helps the whole Bria. For Inyan Shama Alav Zal, that's what Chazal say. When he gives a gift to a Talmud Chacham, Kilo Hikriv Bikurim, it's as if he brought Bikurim. The Chenam would also say, Yemalik Gornom Shal Tamid HaChacham Yayin, pour wine into the mouths of Tamid HaChamim, but Makam Nesachim, it's the equivalent of Nesachim. This doesn't mean to me to come, I'm running after eat and drink. We're not filling their mouths like we do the glutton. What it means is what we said before. In his path and way, it's the Beis HaMikdash. Because the Shechina is there, like the Shechina was in the Mikdash. Whoever gets close to them, is like being born in the Mizbeach. Giving them to drink is like giving the Sochem. And this is the way it is with anything they take from this world. Since they are Dovah and Hashem's Kedusha, so it becomes uplifting for whatever was able to be used by the tzaddik, it gets uplifted. We were going to learn this. When it comes to the stones, if he took the stones and put it under his head, Am Rabbi Yitzchok. Malamich and Eskapsu Kulon. We learned that all the stones gathered together. But it's a Kolachas Ameres. Each one said, Olag in the Tzadik Rosh. I want the Tzadik on my head. Kolos Shaldarva, the rule is, in the Kedusha Hu, Shia Odom Daveh Kol Kach Melakov, that a person is so connected with Hashem, Atshe B'Shamayis HaShayasa, that whenever he does, Lo Yepared, Lo Yazuz Ben Yisparach, he doesn't part from Hashem. Atshe Yosius Alhad Vam HaGashmiyim, Aishe Hashem Shul Achad Mitashmishav, so it becomes that all the physical things that he uses for his needs becomes elevated. The Mashu Mishtamish Ben, because he uses them. And it doesn't pull him down. Anyone else gets pulled down by the physical. He doesn't get pulled down at all. He pulls them up. He pulls them up. This is only for the person who's constantly focused on Hashem. From Musuk, Dushoso, his greatness, his holiness. So it's as if he connects with the Malachim while he's still on this world. L'kvar Martin, I already told you. You can't do this on your own. All you could do is strive. Love and try. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give it to him as a gift. So this is the big, big tzaddikim where we say the Shechina resides. The Shechina is Shoira on the tzaddik. The Shechina resides on the tzaddik. They are the Merkavah to the Shechina. The Chazon Ish once said, why is it that great people go to Golos, self-imposed exile? In Europe, people go, leave their city, self-imposed exile. So everyone says, well, it's a kapara, some kind of atonement to go into Golos. Chazon Ish said, that's not pshat. Chazon Ish said, pshat is that there's a decree of Golos. The decree of Golos of Klai Yisrael. The problem is that Tzaddik does not experience Golos because the Shechina is with him wherever he goes. So how does he experience Golos? So he has to physically move from place to place. That's the Chazon Ish said. How did the Chazon Ish know that? How can you say such a word? How did he know that that's why? Maybe it's because of Kapara. Because no, it's not Kapara. It's because they can't experience Golos unless they move because the Shechina is with them all the time. The only way to say this word is if you experience it yourself. It's the only way to say such a word. And many people have given edus, they go to great people, they see the Shechina is there. The Shechina is by these people, by these great, great people, the Shechina is with them. And these are Kadosh, these are very holy people. And because they're Kadosh, then the things they say, we say have Ruach HaKadosh, they are capable to see things, to know things that other people don't know, and it's not normal. You can't say this is something you learn or study. It's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are all matanas. You strive, the Baruch Hashem will give the rest as a gift, as a matana. This is not something that comes through a natural series of events of yagat umatzasa. It doesn't work that way. For Kedusha, it has to be a matana from the Baruch Hashem. You have to put in your shtadlus, and eventually it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person reaches that madrega, physical things don't pull him down. He takes physical things and pulls them up. Anything he comes in contact with becomes kadosh, becomes elevated, and becomes a bracha for the bria. The rest of us, we get pulled down by physical things, so we try to minimize. For the tzaddik, that's not the point. The point is anything he comes in contact with gets lifted up. I forgot who it was already. Maybe Rav Kaduri. One of the big tzaddikim came to a store. The fellow was opening a store in Eretz Yisrael, and he wanted a bracha, that the store should be prosperous. So he came to the store, and when he was in the store, he sat down, he got bracha and left. After that, they noticed women who were not having children who would sit on that chair become pregnant. They started realizing women who were childless could come to the store, and they started realizing if they sat on the chair that he sat on, they would become pregnant. It was like a school of sorts. The chair of the tzaddik is not a regular chair anymore. He's lifted up that chair. It's not normal anymore. Did it run out eventually? I don't know. I can't say if it ran out. But there was a tekufa when everyone knew that that was a place to go. If a woman was barren, she would go sit on that chair in that store. So, by holy, holy people, the gashmis gets changed by their presence, by their use of the gashmis. Ramchal continues, now this gift from Hashem only comes after a person has gone through all the midas we mentioned that hand until now, mitchilas hazihirus all the way back from zihirus vad yerushet up to yerushet, bezos yavor la kodesh. That's how you enter to kodesh ratziach and be successful. Shem Rishon is chaser. If he's missing the earlier steps, Hayukazor Ubalmum, he's like a non-Kohen or son with a blemish. Some people want to jump to Kedusha, but if you're not holding by Kedusha and they didn't do all the previous levels, you don't belong here. You don't belong here. This is not the place for you. There was a fellow who lived in Miami, Talmid Chacham of sorts, and he wrote a sefer on Kabbalah. Panovich Rav was visiting, he used to collect money, he came to Miami regularly, and they asked him to come to a dinner for this person, the sefer. So he said, Panovich Rav said, that the Gemara lists the Talmidim of Hillel. And the smallest was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and it goes to how he knew everything. He knew everything, all Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebapeh. He knew when the trees talked to each other, when the birds talked. He knew everything. He was the smallest. So who's the biggest? The Gemara says the biggest was Yonasan ben Aziel. So what was different about Yonasan ben Aziel? The Gemara says when a bird flew overhead and he was learning Torah, the bird got incinerated. Because when he learned Torah, it was like Sinai, like the fire of Sinai when he learned Torah. And if a bird flew over his head when he was learning, the bird got burnt up. That was the biggest Talmid of Hillel. So Panovich Rav said, why did the bird get burnt up? If you fly where you're not supposed to fly, you get burnt up. So he was giving Musar to this person, why are you writing a sefer on Kabbalah? You're not ready for that yet. If you fly where you're not supposed to fly, you get burnt up. So if a person's not ready for the Madrega of Kedusha, he's like a Zohar Balmum, don't jump to Madregas that you're not at. But once a person has prepared himself with all these preparations, if he continues to cling with his tremendous love of the Ibn Shalom and year of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem's greatness, little by little he separates himself from the physical, and everything he does and all his movements, he focuses on the inner Devekus, the true Devekus, until Hashem gives him the special Ruach. And Hashem's Shechina resides upon him, like he does for all that are Kaddish. He'd be like a Malach. Then all his physical things, even lowly things, kikabonos va'avodas, they become like kabonos and avodas Hashem. What do you see? The way to reach this level is through a lot of staying away from things, focusing on the secrets of Hashem's watching over us, the mysteries of the Briya, knowing Hashem's greatness and His praises, until he connects with Hashem greatly, until he knows how to use things of the world, the physical world, the same way the kohen would think when he slaughters an animal, or takes its blood, or puts on his back, until from this comes bracha from Hashem. Without that, you can't reach this level. He'll stay physical, like everyone else. What helps reach this level? Meditating alone, staying away from things, if he stays away from things that distract him, he can be able to get closer to Hashem and do things for his neshama rather than his guf. What takes away from this midah? Lack of knowledge of the truth. Contact with people. The physical finds its type in there and it resurfaces. And gets stronger. The neshama stays trapped in the guf. Let's say about someone will not get out of its prison. But if he stays away from the physical world, he'll be alone, and he's more prepared to accept Hashem's Shekhinah. The path the person chooses is the path Hashem takes him. With Hashem's help, his neshama will overpower the guf, v'tidbek v'dushas yisbarach v'tishlam bo, and he'll cling to Hashem's kedusha and be complete in it. U'mesham yale el ma'al ha'gavoya yoyser, from there he goes to higher levels, who ruach ha'kodesh, shekvar tegiyah haskalosiyos ma'al ha'michok ha'noshi, where his mind works beyond the physical. He'll reach such a high level. He can reach the levels of Tchias Amesim. Like Elio had, and Elisha, the fact that he Mechayim Amesim shows us how close he is to Hashem. Hashem is the source of life. Who gives life to all living things. So if he can Mechayim Amesim, that means he's very dovek to Hashem. Like they say, Shlosh Mavtechos L'Nimsel B'Al Shliach, Hashem did not give three keys to a Shliach. Mavtech Tchias HaMesim, one of them is the key of Tchias HaMesim. So how can he be Mechayim HaMesim? He Davik Bo Yisparach, the Vegas Gomer, he's so stuck with Hashem, Yuchalim Shoch Yimeno Yisparach, Afilu Meshach HaChayim Atzom, he can take from Hashem even the ability to give life. Shumash Mesiachas Lo Befrat Yisman, called that's uniquely HaKadosh Baruch Hu's realm. Like I said, that's what the Baraisa concludes. Kedusha meviel de Ruach HaKodesh, and Ruach HaKodesh meviel de Tchias HaMesim. Ultimately, when a person is still connected with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he even has the power of Tchias HaMesim. Va'ata kori no'im, now my sweet reader. Yodati shekamoni teidash lo chalisi b'sivizaz kol chukei chasidus. I certainly know that I've not finished in this book all the levels of chasidus. I haven't said everything there is to say. There's no end. I can't tell you all the things you think about because it's infinite. I just said a little bit on each level of the braisa upon which I have based this book. So I gave you a starting point from which you can expand and analyze further. Since the path has been cleared for us and it's open for our eyes to follow. This we say, Yishma Chacham Yosef Lekach. The Chacham listens and then adds more wisdom. And the one who understands will acquire more. So one who wants to be pure, Hashem will help him. Hashem is the one who gives wisdom. For a person to go in a straight path before his maker. Every person, based on the craft that he's engaged in, he needs guidance. The one who wants to choose chasidus, that's for a person who makes Torah his craft. That's different than the one who's going to work for somebody else, and he'll have a different chasidus. And there'll be a different chasidus for the one who's a businessman. And this is true of everything a person does in the world. Each one on his path has his own chasidus. Not that chasidus is really different. On the one level, it's equal for everyone. Because what is the essence of chasidus? To act in a way that gives nachas ruach to Hashem. But since they're each on different paths, but each one has a different way to get there. Each one has a different way to nachas ruach. If someone is learning all day, he has one way to give nachas Hashem. If someone is a hired worker, he has a different way to give nachas Hashem. And if someone is a businessman, it's a different way. Everyone has their own way to give nachas ribono Hashem. You could be a chassid doing a very simple task. He's learning all the time. That is from Chanuch. Chanuch was a cobbler. He was a big chassid. The cost of kopal shalomane, ultimately the pasuk says, whatever you do for Hashem's sake. As long as you do it for Hashem's sake and think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He will straighten your path. Should open our eyes in His Torah, and guide us in His way. Take us on His road. We should merit to give cover to Hashem's name, and give a nachas ruach to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yichvod Hashem la'olam, yismach Hashem ma'asav, yismach Yisrael be'osav, b'nei tzion yigilu malkom. Amen, amen, amen. And that is how the Ramchal concludes the Mesilas Yeshayahu.